Hey, Bill, yep. We've got cricket royalty. Well, you work with that every day. But what we've got here is a man who played for Australia, Bill, in Test cricket and One Day International cricket and the T20s, and, of course, dominated for Victoria for the Stars.
For
one
Australia.
Of our great mates. Exactly right. Johnny Hastings joins us. Big Duke, nice to speak to you.
Nice to speak to you too, boys. How are we?
How many games you play for Australia?
I don't know off the top of my head, Bill. Maybe 39.
Jeez, I didn't know that. Where are all you kept all your t-shirts and jumpers and all that?
Yeah, I've got all three of them.
Where are they?
Where are they? I've cleaned out the garage actually in this isolation period, so we found a few floating around.
Oh, good boy. What
Speaking
else?
Speaking of isolation, before we get to talk cricket, because there's lots to talk about, how are the two establishments going, please? Mr. Frankie, of course, with the lockdown, that had to shut that down. Yep. I think you're just doing some takeaways and stuff, but also the gym. So tell us, how's the business world looking for you?
Yeah, it's been tough. I still think we're, obviously you'd know as well, Bill, with the pubs opening today. That's a great result.
Yep.
But yeah, it's been tough just letting staff go and not being able to have, because we've only sort of been, you know, up and running for a little while. We sort of couldn't get everyone on JobKeeper and that sort of thing. So that's pretty tough. But, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel, and we made a decision to just do some takeaways because we don't have much floor space, you know, the 4 square metre rule or whatever it is that we need to abide by. So I think we can get 18 as of today, but our head chef's been away on paternity leave, so he'll come back midweek and we'll get fired up for Saturday and have some seats and get our full menu back on. So that's good news. And obviously the fitness world's been hit pretty hard as well. So, you know, I think we're just waiting for clarification on exactly what we are. I think we fall under group fitness. You know, we've only got 14 beds in Mornington anyway with our system. So hopefully we can get all those up and running. Our members have been stir crazy at home, sending them programs and everything. But I think everyone's just about ready to get back up and firing. That's for sure.
What is it, Duke? Strong row former. Explain it.
The rower.
Yeah, it is. So it's essentially a big Pilates bed with a rower actually inbuilt into the bed. So you get all the benefits of Pilates, but then you can have the cardio element as well, which a lot of people sort of crave at the end of a Pilates workout. It's just that extra sweat. So that's what we've tried to come up with. So it's worked so far so good. There's been a lot of really good results as well. There's no impact on your body, which is a good thing.
Have you, because when you were in here last, you look magnificent. Have you put on a bit?
Have I what, Bill?
Yes.
I reckon I'd be as close to you as I think anyone would be being in 8 weeks. I reckon I'll put on about 5 or 6.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Good
It'll
boy.
Come off.
Hey, but I do see that you are playing cricket again next year, this year.
Bill, I am. I always said to a couple of really good mates of mine that we'll just, obviously I've been pretty busy over the last couple of years trying to set up those couple of businesses, but the time has come where I'll be strapping on the boots for Q. So, yeah, one of my good mates, Chris Weeks, is captain coach there. So I always said once I finished up, we'll go and have a couple of seasons there, which I'm very much looking forward to. But I'm also doing a bit of bowling coaching as well at Frankston Cricket Club in the Premier setup. So I'm looking forward to that too.
What comp's Q in?
It's a good question, JB. it's the subbies.
Yeah.
So I think there's east, west, north, and south.
Well,
I think. Q. So, yeah, so Q's in that lot.
No, Bill.
Played a couple of T20s. I've played a couple of T20s for them over the last few years. It's a great club. They're led really well by Peter Siss down there. So, I'm really looking forward to it.
You're not doing any bowling, of course.
Zero bowling. Maybe a couple of offies if it's a dusty one, JB, coming from a bit of a height. But, certainly no bowling. Just the batting.
What's the wicket? Is it turf or Malfoy?
Malfoy. Listen to me.
Malfoy.
I used to play on the Malfoy, Jim.
What the hell?
And on a really, really hot day, it wasn't great on the Malfoy.
It'd get a bit sticky.
Oh, yeah.
Out a bit. No, we're on the turf.
Yeah.
Bill, there's a couple of really good young cricketers down there, so I'm looking forward to working with some of their bowlers and just having a bit of fun on a Saturday. I can't wait, actually.
Can you teach young kids to swing the ball nowadays? Because, honestly, Haystacks, there's not many blokes that actually can swing a ball, is there?
No, there's not. I think that's one of the hardest things as well. They watch all this T20 and all they want to do is bowl full and straight.
Yep.
The art is definitely lost in some of the youth coming through about swing bowling. So I'm actually looking forward to getting down to Frankston as well and coaching some of that young group. I played there the last sort of 5 years of my career, and it's only around the corner, so I'll be in there most nights during the week to be able to help some of those youngsters as well. Scotty Boland's there, Johnny Holland's there as well. So I'm looking forward to that. It'll be good.
All right, Big Duke, we need to hang on to you. I've got a question to ask you next, and I also want to know what Peter Siddle thinks he's doing. So, Johnny Hastings, stick around.
We've got the Big Duke, Johnny Hastings, with us.
Oh, great mate of the show. We love the Duke. Now, I've got a question for you, Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Who, now that you're just batting, you've finally decided to hang up bowling. What the hell you were thinking doing that all those years, I don't understand. But now that you're just a batsman, who would you rather face five overs of? Merv Hughes, Craig McDermott, Glenn McGrath, or Pat Cummins?
That's a tough one. That is, Merv Hughes just wanted to kill anyone.
Yeah,
so
me especially.
Billy McDermott will get you out. He gets a bit fired up every now and then. Glenn McGrath will just get you out for fun. And Pat Cummins is an absolute superstar. So you haven't left me with much JB.
Who are you? You've got to cop five overs. Who do you least want to face five overs from?
I'd probably have to say Billy McDermott. He pitches it up and looks to swing it. So I reckon I'd probably face him.
All right. What about Pat Simcox or
Postman Pat?
Where did you pull that from?
I've been watching the old games. Peter Such.
Old Jacko.
I've been watching the old games on Fox Cricket, Cock, and they've been going through the old World Cups. And, gee, have you been watching any of those, Hasto?
I have watched a little bit of that. How good is it?
Oh, geez, it's good. And some of the names, you forget about the names. And Australia beat the West Indies in a semi-final the other day. They were showing it. Geez, it was a great win. And McDermott was a very big part of that.
Yeah, how good were the West Indies back then as well? They were unbelievable.
Now, what's Peter Siddle think he's up to, please? Buggering off to play for the map.
I'm not exactly sure. He rode down. I think he's training for a triathlon, would you believe it? He looks an absolute stick thing.
Bananas.
As fit as I've ever seen him, seriously.
He's gone bananas.
That's it, Bill. Yeah.
He rode down to the cafe from his place up. His mansion in Black Rock, I think he is.
Yeah.
Yep.
And geez, I wasn't there, but my wife said that he was looking absolutely stick thin. But yeah, obviously taking a 2-year deal to go down to Tassie, it's going to be a big loss, for Victoria. I would have thought with their young bowling group, they would have wanted to keep someone like Peter Siddle around. That's the sort of the prime of your career where these guys sort of give back a little bit. But obviously Tassie snapped him up. It was a pretty good deal from all reports, and I think there's might be a little coaching element to it as well, which I think he's pretty keen on dipping the toe into the waters in the bowling ranks. So I actually think he'd be really, really good bowling coach. He's so knowledgeable, obviously played all around the world, and we all know how good he is. So all the very best to him.
Jeez, he's turned into a very good T20 bowler, which I didn't see coming, I must admit.
No, I didn't either, but I'll tell you what, it just goes to show, if you keep things simple in T20, he's always had a really good stock ball, but he worked exceptionally hard on his Yorker, and he only really bowls four balls in T20, a good length, a Yorker, a bouncer, and a slow ball. So it just goes to show, if you keep it simple and work hard on it and have experience, it can be a bit easier.
Old kiss, eh? Now, what about the Vics? Who can we look forward to having a look at, bowling or batting wise?
They tell me young Mackenzie Harvey's one of the ones to watch.
Right.
But in terms of
Pekoski, what's he up to, Pekoski?
Well, he's obviously there as well, Bill. I think he's done a lot of work on the mental side of the game. So hopefully he doesn't cop another knock and he'll be right to go. He's obviously a superstar, we know that.
How good is he? We hear, but we don't know. You'd know, obviously, bowling at him.
I bowled to him sort of the last little bit of my career, and I actually thought he reminded me of Brad Hodge, just how much time he had to be able to play the ball. That's the difference between the really good players just the good players, is just how much time they have. Even in the nets, when you get rushed at times, because we all know the bowlers overstep about 3 metres in the nets, and it can be pretty hard. But he always just seemed to have so much time. He and Pete Hanscom actually were the ones that really surprised me. So it's going to be interesting. I don't think they have a coach yet, the Vics, either. So I think they've put that decision off for another couple of months. I've heard names like Max Klinger, Brad Hodge, which would be interesting. I don't know. It's an interesting time in the world, and it's certainly an interesting time in Victorian cricket.
All right, Big Duke, let's just revisit the cafe, everyone's favourite cafe, Mr. Frankie, 48 Norman Avenue, Frankston South. Bill, if you're heading down that way, that is, you can get a takeaway at the moment, but she's open from when?
Yeah, Saturday. We're going to fire up the full menu from Saturday, Jim. So I think we're going to have 18 inside and we're going to have 6 outside. So we're looking forward to that. It's been bloody tough, but, yep, we're nearly there.
All right, and strong row former, just don't let Bill in because you'll be down a bed.
Good, I don't want to go in.
They weigh 250 kilos, these beds, so I think you'd be all right, Bill. The weight limit's about 200 kilos.
Well, so don't if I don't make it, mate, just let someone else go on it. That's fine.
Great chatting to you, Duke. Good luck with everything, mate.
You too, boys. Thanks very much.
See you, buddy.